at the JG 13.1 Jeff Galloway Race Weekend, and luck would have it, we have three podcasters here. Now, those of you that aren't familiar with podcasting, let's introduce our three podcasters, and then we'll find out a little bit more about what they're doing and what their audience is, and a little bit more about them personally. We'll put them on the spot. So let's start with you.
Hey. Hi, I'm Carrie Gormley, and my podcast is called The Running Lifestyle Show.
All right.
I'm Kevin Gwynn with the Extra Mile Podcast.
I'm Eddie McCoy with the Marathon Show.
All right, so we've got some... Actually, if you were here, you would see all these people starting to gather around, because it is kind of curious. Podcast. Who knows the history of podcasts? When did podcasts become an important topic in the world of running? Quickly, any answers? Crickets?
No. I'd say I've been around the running podcast world for about 7 years, and it was in its infancy, maybe a little bit before that. So it's a relatively new deal. It's probably maybe 8 years old total, something like that.
All right. Your story is very interesting. The Running Lifestyle Show is a big deal now. But this came out of passion, not out of a business principle.
Right, it is a passion, although as my MBA husband and I would like to make this a business as a professional podcaster, I have this love of helping people lead healthier lives, and I have a background as a facilitator for Weight Watchers and a sales and marketing background, and I wanted to talk more about running and traveling, and it's kind of hard to do that when you work for a weight loss company and that's not the focus, running. So I created this show, and I've been very fortunate to interview elites like Meb and Catherine Switzer, Jeff, of course, Dean Karnazes, and interview everyday runners who have inspiring stories that empower others and connect us to fellow runners. And I'm fortunate to have a real food dietitian, because all of us have to eat and we need to know how to fuel. And I don't think a lot of us love ingesting a lot of sugar and artificial sweeteners and you name it. And so by having a real food dietitian, we're able to really help people lead healthier lives besides running.
All right. Well, Kevin was he likes sugar. I don't know. Yeah. So, all right. So Kevin, having heard that, I mean, that's a very interesting and very upscale,
sure,
healthy approach. Not that you and I are not healthy, but talk about your approach in your podcast.
Yeah, mine's completely different. Mine was more selfish. I listen to running podcasts and other podcasts when I run, and it helps me get through my run. So when I first started, yeah, it was for nothing more than creating content for runners and trying to build a community. That's, you know, I run alone, but if I have somebody in my ears talking to me, it's like I'm not alone. And so I put together a podcast where we could all run as quote unquote friends and get to know each other a little bit.
All right. Right, and so you're from Georgia, right?
Correct.
All right, tell me about your community.
Well, I'm a little bit more unique in that the fact is my show was going strong before I actually took it over as the full-time host. Joe Terracani got me interested in his show, which is the show I now host, the Marathon Show. I've only been running for about 5 years, but he had a philosophy that always tore at me or tugged at me, and it was called celebrate the finish line. Celebrate the finish line, not the finish time. And so that is, it means, you know, the journey, you know, is always different for every runner, but the finish line is always the same, and you're always, you know, celebrating those accomplishments versus, you know, it's about having fun, being healthy. It's about everything that's great in running and the community. So,
you know, John Bingham, as we all know, always said, you know, the hardest part is getting to the starting line. You should celebrate that. All three of you have communities out there. How would you ever be able to measure your community?
You know, it's interesting. It's kind of like when you think about your life, do you measure it in years or do you measure it in experiences? And so what's been really empowering for me is that I've been going on for about just over a year or so, and I was able to create teams for the Chicago and New York City Marathon and raise over $17,000 for Action for Healthy Kids and recruit 3 first-time marathoners. I'm able to travel and run with fellow runners who listen to the show. And it ranks in the top 15% of all podcasts. So things are going really well. I mean, the numbers are great, but it's really how you connect with fellow runners and see your impact. And it's one of the most empowering things I've ever done. And it really feels like through the podcast medium, you can get your message out to the world and really change lives for the better. And I feel extremely fortunate to be able to have the time and resources to be able to do this.
Actually, that's a very good answer. I think that's fundamentally a good answer. Changing lives, I mean, all three of you and myself know Jeff Galloway and know his impact on the human race has been pretty profound. But yes. I don't think Jeff ever thought about it that way. When you've interviewed Jeff, so talk about it, Kevin. Talk about how your interview went with Jeff. Were you, in the very beginning, were you a little bit intimidated or not sure what this animal was going to be like?
Yeah, I was very intimidated the first time. I can recall the very, very first time Jeff and I spoke. After I did that, I went out for a run, and I recorded my thoughts as I was running. And I can remember thinking, saying on my show, I don't know that my feet are actually touching the ground. I'm running along because I just got off the phone with Jeff Galloway. But the nerves go away as soon as he says, you know, hi, Kevin, how are you doing today? Because he's just the most genuine person on the planet. And we sat around today at lunch, or maybe it was last night at dinner time, talking about Jeff and how when you first meet him, you wonder, how in the heck can anybody be like this? But the more you get to learn about Jeff, he's the most genuine guy you'll ever meet in your life. So if you're nervous with Jeff at all, it's over within 2 or 3 minutes.
Now, that's a very interesting point. So when we talk about Jeff Galloway and we talk about podcasts, and you say you inherited or you took over where there were 5 hosts?
No, there was just one host.
One host.
I took it over.
And you took it over. So talk about who your podcast, who do you think you're reaching, and do you ever meet these people in person?
Oh, yeah. I meet them all the time. Who am I reaching?
Yes.
You know, it always surprises me every time I go to a race, there's somebody else that'll come up to me and say, so, I mean, I know there's a reach out there, but you know, I think I'm reaching the people that really have fun running and enjoy running. And, you know, that's what we promote, but we also promote, like I said, the healthier side. So I hear a lot of messages of people, hey, you know, you helped me get out. You helped me get out for a run, or you helped me cross that first finish line. And these are people you don't know. You would never know, but they'll come up to you. And I guarantee you've all had them come up to you and talk to you and tell you how much they meant to you. And that was, you know, the community, who you're reaching, it's huge. It's much huger than we would ever know.
So what I'm going to do something, because some people have just joined us. I want you to tell me 2 things, and then we'll continue. Tell me who you are, how do they find your podcast, and I'll do that for each one of you, and then we'll continue.
Once again, I'm Eddie McCoy with the Marathon Show. You can find on Facebook. You can find it there. And then I'm on iTunes. I think we all are, but the Marathon Show.
All right.
Kevin Gwynn, I do 2 podcasts. One is the Extra Mile Podcast, and you can find that one at theextramilepodcast.com, and also on Facebook and in iTunes. And then I do another show that's called the Extra Mile Podcast Jeff Galloway Edition that Jeff and I do, and that one's also on iTunes, and it's in Facebook, and it's at thegalloweyextramile.com.
And I'm Carrie Gormley with the Running Lifestyle Show, and you can head over to my website, therunninglifestyle.com, and then, of course, it's in all podcasting apps, of course, iTunes, and then you can find me in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
All right. So I know that, Carrie, you've done some fundraising, significant fundraising, as you said, for Action for Kids.
Action for Healthy Kids.
Action for Healthy Kids. And you're intending to go to Boston in 2016. I mean, you qualified and all that, but you're...
No.
Oh, okay. So tell me how you proposed to get to Boston and why you would even want to go to Boston.
Yeah. So last year I had, or this year, 2015, I had the very wonderful experience of actually going to Boston, being a spectator and attending things like November Project, which is amazing, and started in Boston. And I fundraised over $8,000 around Chicago and New York City, and I am not going to qualify for Boston with my time. And I just fundraised, so fundraising $5,000 is something I can't do, commit to. However, there are sponsored bibs, so that means certain companies get so many bibs, certain towns get bibs, people know people. So if you know of anyone with a bib, please contact me at Carrie, K-A-R-I, at therunninglifestyle.com.
All right. So, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to reach out for that, because if somebody actually wants to compete, participate, and yet hasn't got the qualifying time, but there's a legitimate way, and we should all be careful, and we all know this, but a legitimate way to get a bib at Boston. But it costs money, and so it's helpful to know that. And Kevin, what about Boston for you?
Now, Cree, my competitive days are behind me. I'm more into, and that's why I do run, walk, run, to be honest with you. I'm much more interested in, as Jeff would say, running till I'm 100 than qualifying for Boston.
Funny he has a book by that name, but you know. Yeah. Eddie, what about you? I mean, you said you got in running more recently in your life. You look like an ex-military guy.
No, I ran Boston. I qualified and ran the 2014 Boston. And right now I'm working on Ironman, so we'll get through that, and then I'll probably try to get back to Boston.
All right, so I don't know if all three of you have paid much attention to, you may know about the Spirit of the Marathon, Spirit of the Marathon 2, and there's a new movie coming out by John Dunham called Boston. And a lot of fundraising going on for that, and you're probably sensitive to it. Have you, any of you interviewed John Dunham?
Yep.
Tell me about your interview with him.
Yeah, so I was at the press conference for the Chicago Marathon this year. I had interviewed Kerry Pinkowski, race director, and I was, able to go. And it was a really neat story. I love the movie Spirit of the Marathon. And the night before the press conference, I watched Spirit of the Marathon because I was going to see Dina Castor the next day. And we went and we talked to Dina Castor after, and we're like, yeah, we watched you last night in the Spirit of the Marathon. And she said, well, John Dunham, the director, he's right here. So I was able to interview him and understand that the movie is coming out next fall, 2016, but they are going to do something special in Boston. More of it, not just a trailer, something bigger, but the movie won't be ready. So that's another reason why I really want to go to Boston 2016, is to be there to support the event. I think the movie is just phenomenal, the way it's directed, and John Dunham is a sweetie. I really enjoyed meeting him and interviewing him.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground here. How about if we ask some of our guests that are here in the studio with us, what they're thinking, and maybe they have a question to put one of you, Eddie, Kevin, Gary, on the spot. All right. So who's first? All right. So Don's over here. Don, what's your question?
Yeah. Listen to the podcast. Kevin, you run and podcast at the same time. How can you do that and keep your breath?
Yeah, I know that could be kind of obnoxious, to be honest. I'm sure. Part of my podcast is while I'm running, so I just kind of run along with the microphone. I run, walk, and I probably do way more walking than I do running while I'm recording. That's all.
That's an interesting question. I didn't know you did that. That's pretty cool. All right, Jim, you look like you have a question burning. You're from Pennsylvania. What do you think? What do you want to ask them?
Actually,
he's thinking. He's he's thinking. No, actually, you could ask almost anything. All right, almost anything. All right, anybody else? Come on, question. Yes, ma'am.
How important is it to y'all to meet the people that listen to you?
Oh, that's great. How important is it to meet the people that listen to you? Carrie, we'll start with you.
No, this is huge.
And it's very important today. I mean, you had a significant moment this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Kelly. Kelly, Roll Tide. it's huge because... it's huge because I record in my home office in Wilmington, Delaware, and I look out these houses and I wonder who's listening and trying to envision them. And it makes my day when I receive emails or Facebook messages like, wow, I run with you on the run. Or you really made an impact, or this guest really made an impact. And some people are here running their first half marathons and saying, I can't believe it. And I started listening to your podcast and now I'm doing this. And it's been a huge having Jeff Galloway on the show. As the story goes, I reached out to him. I decided to take on two marathons. I thought thought, I need to call in the big guns here if I'm going to get through this and not be injured. And I really enjoyed, loved working with him. And the Jeff Galloway community is exactly in line with the Running Lifestyle Show. We're about creating a way of life for the long run. And so how can we run the rest of our lives? Because we know the huge mental and physical benefits of running. So to connect and be like, yeah, like we get each other. It's wonderful. It just warms my heart. And you can't put a price on this. This is an experience. This is like a MasterCard priceless moment.
I like that. All right. So, Kevin, your audience out there, when they bump into you and come up to you and kind of surprise you, what's the greatest surprise you've ever had from a listener?
The greatest surprise, just that they would reach out to me and or get in an airplane and fly somewhere, not for me, but for our community. Like today, you know, we had a listener from Sweden, for crying out loud. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, and we have listeners from all over the place. That it's going back to the community thing. If it wasn't for building a community, and I could care less what the numbers are. I really, you know, obviously I don't make any money at this. It's just because it's something I enjoy doing. And so when they all come together and feel like before they walk through the door that they all know each other anyway, it's just pretty special.
Eddie, in your case, is it similar?
No, it's very similar. I mean, what is the audience, when they come out to me, it actually remotivates you. So it gets you, because I'm telling you, I've only been doing the whole continuous for about 4 or 5 months now. I can't even think about years yet where you get like, what are you going to have this week, next week? And you're always planning ahead, but you're always like, is this working or not? And then you hear people saying how much they like it. That gets you re-motivated.
Well, in that sense, I was thinking about Amby and Bill and Jeff, Amby Burfoot, Bill Rogers, and Jeff Galloway, and I were sitting back in a corner, and we were talking privately and said, what were we doing in 68, 69? Nobody thought we'd ever be doing this, much less 10 years later than 40. All right, so I'm coming back to you. You said you'd have a question, and I'm ready for Jim. No, he's a dry hole. All right, just a dry hole. All right. Don, please.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. 2 years ago, I would never think that I'd be running, and the inspiration that I get from the podcast is just absolutely amazing. And I'm blessed that we have a wonderful Galloway group in Raleigh that I get to run with as well. But just to be able to listen to the podcast, when there are a lot of times, like Kevin, when you say you're out there running on your own, during the middle of the week when I'm not with a group and I'm running on my own, you are the group, and we really appreciate that.
Eloquent. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. And the way we're going to wrap this up, I want you to all be really going to be on the spot. Eddie, should I make you last or first?
He's first.
Oh, you're throwing him under the bus first. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about a person that's going to run a race tomorrow. They're going to participate in a race tomorrow. I don't care if it's a 5K, half marathon, marathon, or it's an ultra. I don't care. What I do care about is if you had to give them one message that would inspire them, what would it be?
Believe in your training.
Kevin, same question.
First, I'd say you're not going to win. Make yourself a memory that'll last forever.
Wow. Carrie?
Say, enjoy the gift of running.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. You have great, great personalities. I'm sure that's displayed in your podcast, and I wish you well as you go down the road, inspiring people for decades to come.